Hi, I'm Marlena, and you're listening to the Marlena Program, heard weekly at this time on ACB Radio Mainstream. For the next 2 hours, give or take, we'll be taking your phone calls at 866-666-7926. Love to hear your thoughts, your comments, your ideas, your suggestions, your opinions, whatever. Why don't you come on in, get comfy, spend some time with me, and give me a call, huh? Right here on Marlena. Well, hello, 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 hello. We're back again. Boy, it's been a long time since we've been here, and hand surgery notwithstanding, all those good things. We'll be doing the program one-handed tonight. My goodness gracious. And so who knows what will happen? The telephone number to call is 866-666-7926. We're going to bring on a couple of people during the course of the program. One I know for sure, one I hope for sure. And one of them, we're going to talk to Sarah Cranston about Sudoku. What the heck is Sudoku? We're going to call her up in a minute, and she's going to have a puzzle ready for me. Oh no, I get to show my mass ignorance on my own radio program. 866-666-7926. We're going to tell Gary the board guy to go ahead and bring Sarah up on the little hamster wheel here called the Marlena program. And with our great sophisticated technological system that we have here, he'll holler around the corner when he's got her on hold, and then I'll pick her up off hold, and then we'll bring her on the air. Well, what's been going on with you? My goodness, we haven't been together since February the 13th, February the 14th, UTC date. And by the way, that reminds me, if you're listening to this program at any time other than Sunday night in the U.S. at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, or Monday morning, 1 Universal, you've got yourself a repeat, and I sure hope you enjoy the program. If you're listening live during those times, we'll be with you for the next 2 hours and be taking your phone calls and be really looking forward to hearing from you. But if you're not listening live, if you're listening at, say, 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, hey, I'm glad you thought of me. And but if you're listening live, give us a call at 866-666-7926. And I think I hear Gary the board guy bringing up Sudoku, Sarah. Yeah, we got a call. My goodness gracious, we got it all going on here. Let's bring in the caller first, and then we'll bring up Sudoku Sarah. Hello, caller. How are you? This is Marlena.
Hello, this is Margaret Johnson. How are you?
Hey, Margaret. Boy, my phone patch is making weird noises here. I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, we missed you, and you've been off now. But we just knew tonight we were going to get to hear about what Burl Colley had planned for the ACB convention.
No, Burl's coming on next week. There was supposed to be this week, but it's going to be next week because you got to keep up with me.
Promises and promises. See, I've been telling everybody, you got to watch Marlena. You got to hurry up.
I know it. No, Burl, I had to cancel Burl last week because of my hand surgery.
Yeah.
And so he has a spaghetti dinner that he's got to eat this week. So we're going to let him eat his dinner.
Well.
And, but we're going to.
Carbo up. Yeah.
Hey, have you ever played a Sudoku puzzle?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Well, be damned if I do either. But
we're going to see if you can do it, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That'd be all right. But I wanted to find out because I've been telling everybody, be sure and listen, be sure and listen.
Oh, you're my greatest fan club.
Well, I enjoy your show. Anyway, we'll check and see how you do on this game, okay?
All right. Well, you listen in. Now get your brailler ready because she's going to give us a puzzle.
Oh,
come on, Margaret. Hey.
I'll see how you do.
No, come on. Now, don't hang me out to dry in front of all my listeners.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you later.
You know, we got to keep up with the younger generation here. You know what I'm saying?
Know. We're just having a hard time keeping up.
Tell me about it. All right. Well, I'm going to bring Sarah on.
All right.
Take care. Oh, that's Margaret Johnson up and down and over and somewhere in Arkansas. And now we've got Sudoku Sarah on the phone.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Sarah. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Well, I am so confused by this Sudoku.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
Well, tell us about it. What is Sudoku?
Okay, what Sudoku is a puzzle. And I guess it was originally Japanese, although that's sort of up for debate. And what it consists of is a 9x9 grid, and each row and each column has only the digits 1 through 9 in it, only once, with no repeats.
All right, wait a minute. So each row, by the way, my phone patch is going to get used to you. So if you hear weird noises, just roll with it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to make a weird noise. Wait a minute. All right, hopefully that'll clear it up.
Okay.
So each row, so if I have a 1 in, let's use an Excel spreadsheet, right? So if I have a 1 in A1, I can't have a 1 in B1?
That's right, and you also can't have a 1 anywhere in row A or column 1, other than that first one.
Ha, okay. Okay, so anywhere, so I can't have, if I have a 1 in A1, not only can I not have it in B1, C1, or D1, but I can't have it in A2 or A4 or anywhere.
Right, that's right.
All right. Now, I'm with you so far.
Okay, now to add one more thing to this whole thing, the 9x9 grid is made up of 3 little what are called regions. Actually, 9 regions. I'm sorry. Each region is made up of 3 numbers high and 3 numbers wide. So it's a little 3x3 square. And there are 3 on the top and 3 in the middle and 3 on the bottom. And each of them only contains the digits 1 through 9 exactly once with no repeats.
Okay. Now, say that one more time.
Okay. Okay, to use your Excel spreadsheet example, you've got a region made up of A1, A2, A3, B1, B2, and B3, and C1, C2, and C3. Now, all 9 of those will contain their own digit with no repeats.
Okay.
And the whole puzzle's like that.
Okay. All right. Now, so how do we get a puzzle? Are you going to give me a puzzle?
I can give you a puzzle. I don't know how long that'll take, because they take quite a while to work out when you first start doing it.
Okay.
And I probably spent 3 hours working on my first one.
That's a sleeper, isn't it?
Yeah.
That'll be a way to get listeners. All right.
I'm faster now.
All right. So give me an example then. Tell me, because I understand that, and again, I apologize for my phone patch. I don't know why it's just not cueing in on you. Your lovely voice is sending it in directions it's never been before.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I know it sounds like I'm in a.
Yeah. It sounds like it's an appropriate background sound for this, discussion, actually.
Alien puzzle. Alien puzzle.
Yes, indeed. All right. So you sent me a puzzle, and I copied it onto my lovely Braille note, and I put in the dashes so that the empty square was a dash. Okay. And so I might have like -1, -3, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Right.
Until I got my nine columns all across on my grid.
Right.
Then you sent me the answer. I'm like, well, okay. So what I could see was that you have to have numbers 1 through 9 must go across each row, right?
Right. In no particular order.
Okay.
There can only be one of each. That's the only restriction on that.
Okay. So how do you know where to start? What, give us some clues.
Okay, I've got my Braille note here with hopefully the same puzzle. I'm collecting so many of these. I was scrambling around going, I can't find my puzzle. Oh, and there goes your phone.
I know. Cool. Gary the board guy just came in and fixed it.
Oh, thank you, Gary the
thank
board
you,
guy.
Thank you, Gary the board guy.
He's
yeah.
wonderful.
I know.
But
he's,
you knew that.
I know. I don't know what he did. What did you do?
Didn't do
oh, he didn't do anything. He just rolled in the room.
He just... He's standing next to it, and his he's, influence is...
It's his magnanimism.
That's right.
He says he rolled in the room and gave it a double whammy.
Oh, there you go.
There
it
you
works
go.
Every time.
All right. If anybody remembers Little Abner. I feel like Lum right now with this Sudoku, but okay. All right, so what are we going to do?
Okay, I've got this puzzle here, and... Like I said, hopefully it's the same one I sent you. I'm not sure if it is because I've got all these.
Let's see. The one I have, starts with -8-1-756-.
That's the one.
Okay.
Okay. Let's just take the first three, the -8-.
Let's. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And then, if that wasn't bad enough, let's go down to the next line.
All right.
It starts with 7-4.
Right.
And then the third line is 6-.
6-, yes it is.
So what you have in this little 3x3 is the number 8, the number 7, the number 4, and the number 6.
True.
So that means to make this little 3x3 square work out, you'll need the numbers 1, 2, what else is in here? Let's see, 3, 5, and 9.
Yes, because we have to get all those numbers.
Right. Okay, now the top row, just to start with, the top row has 5 in it already. If
yes.
you look further along the top row.
Yes, and it also has a 1.
It also has a 1. So neither 1 nor 5 can fit in that top row.
Okay.
So they'll have to go further down the puzzle. Now
okay.
The next row down also has 5 in it, and it also has... a 9 and a 2.
Yes.
So by that you can tell that those numbers can't go in the little space in the second row.
So that row is going to need an 8 and a 1.
An 8 or a 1. Because you can't have 5, 9, or 2 in it. No, it already has an 8. So it'll need either a... Oh, where are we? A three. It'll either need a 3.
A 3. Yeah, because it's got a 7, a 4, a 5, a 9, and a 2.
Right. So you can put 3 in there, and 3 is one of the numbers we need.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if it's the right one. I happen to know it probably isn't, because I can zoom down to my little answered puzzle, and
yes.
I can tell you... that what actually goes in that second row is
yes.
a 1.
Yes, and see, when you sent me the answers, I was like, well, now, isn't that ingenious? What is she talking about?
How did this happen?
So you don't have to have any math skill. You just have to be crazy, right?
You just have to be totally, completely nuts and be able to remember about 5 things at once for a very short time. And it's sort of a process of elimination thing. You can tell, okay, this, and this can't go here, and this, and this can't go here, so it means this has to go here.
So, what a great game for kids, though.
Oh, it is. It would be a great game for kids. It's a great game for, I mean, people, fully educated adults are sitting here, like, on the bus, working this out in newspapers.
Yeah, Dave Williams. I spoke with Dave Williams earlier, our esteemed ACB Radio Executive Director, and he told me that Sudoku, they're crazy for it in the newspapers over there in the UK.
They are. They just love it. They're all over the Daily Mail.
Now, and you, Miss Sarah, who, by the way, if anybody doesn't know this, I'm just going to digress here a minute.
Oh.
This is kind of a continuum of Marlena. Way, way, way back in the days of Blind Spot, and it might even still be in the archives, I interviewed a woman who was called Rachel Robinson.
That's right.
And I loved her music. And, you know, when I do music shows, I still play her Vision song.
Oh, do you? That's awesome.
I love that song.
Everybody should know that song.
And that is your mama.
That's her.
And you're
that's
singing on the Vision song with her, aren't you?
Yep, that's me.
I may have to play it tonight.
Silly little harmonizing voice. That would be great.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And when I do my training, I do a lot of, it's not awareness training, but it's another sort of training that's very similar. And I say, in this song, there's a very poignant line. It's hard on the pride to always be identified by the thing I most glaringly lack. And boy, that hits people between the eyes when you put it in the right context. So.
Ain't it the truth?
Ain't it? Anyway,
ain't
all right.
It the truth.
Back
and
to
that
Sadako.
One, and just to add one more thing to that, the other line that packs a real punch is, of course, the one at the end, which everybody just loves.
Yeah, yeah.
I've written the city to say that I pity
all you suckers who don't know how to sing. Yeah.
So there.
Anyway, I just had to digress because you sound so much like your mom. Gosh.
Oh, that's funny.
When I
now,
met
a lot
you
of
in,
people think we do.
Well, when I met you in Portland, you sounded like, you know, you were little. Now you sound like you're...
No, I'm big.
Old.
I'm old.
You're old. You're
I'm
old.
Big and old.
All right, so you, Ms. Cranston, have also started a Sudoku mailing list for the blind.
I have.
Why?
Well, because there wasn't one.
All right. So what do we get on this list? What is the deal?
Well, I don't know yet. It started yesterday. It is about 24 hours old right now on Sunday evening as we speak.
See, we try to bring you things hot off the press here on ACB Radio. We don't let the grass grow under our feet, you know?
That's right. The dirt around this little plant is still damp. And
there you go.
It's just barely clinging to life.
There you go.
And who knows, but it has at least 10 whole members. Last time I checked, it might have more by now.
Well, I got to subscribe to it just so I can, like, figure this out, you know. Now, and then I saw on the Mosin Exploders list, I saw a couple of people talking about that they've made their own homemade Braille Sudoku boards.
Yeah, they do, and I think that's a great idea.
Let's talk about that in case somebody doesn't have a Braille note or they don't, you know.
No, I feel so bad for those people.
I know, me too.
That's the easiest way to play it.
I know. So somebody took some tiles, and they put Velcro on the bottom of the tiles, and then they put Braille on the Braille numbers, and I assume print numbers.
Right, like Scrabble tiles.
Like Scrabble,
and they
yeah.
Modified them.
Yeah.
And made them sticky with Velcro and stuck them on this board, and I think that's just an awesome way of doing it.
What a fabulous new venture. You know, we could make the universally accessible Sudoku. Just make it for everybody with Braille and print.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen those Monopoly boards or Scrabble boards with the plastic borders that you can fit pieces in.
Yeah.
It's the same type of thing. If someone could contract and put together one of those boards and then, you know, sell it through one of the catalogs,
sure.
That would be great.
That would be very cool. Where do we go to get Sudoku puzzles?
Well, where I go, and so far this is the best site I've found, is www.websudoku.com. That's websudoku.com.
All right, spell that again.
www.websudoku.com.
Websudoku.com. Am I saying it right, Sudoku?
I've heard people say it three or four different ways, Sudoku, 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 I don't know. And, of course, Jaws and Kino and everybody else just mangles it. So,
yeah, I think Brilda calls it Sudakio or something.
Sudakio, and the plural is even funny.
Sudakis.
Jaws calls it Sudakis.
Yeah, so does Window Eyes. Sudakis.
Yeah.
No, I think Window Eyes calls it Sudix. Hey, we have a call. Let's bring him on. Maybe somebody
right.
wants to ask you a Sudicus question. Hi there, this is Marlena. Do you play Sudoku?
No, but
yeah.
I'm
you play everything
to.
Else, though, don't you? Kelly Superja, the game guy.
Yep.
Meet Sarah.
Hello.
Hello.
And how are you this evening?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I've heard a lot about you.
It's all true, let me tell you.
Especially from K.O.
Oh, K.O.
yeah.
K.O. is Kelly's biggest fan. No, K.O., don't call. We already know what you think.
That's right. We know.
All right, Kelly, I'm sorry. I'm embarrassing you.
I know. It's
okay.
My fault.
It's Sarah's fault. Blame it on the guest. What's up, Mr.
That's
Kelly?
Right. Well, I'm just getting everything back on my system still. I had to reinstall Windows a while ago.
Oh,
so
that hurts my heart.
Yeah,
oh,
it does. But I'm getting everything back on there, and as I said, I'm not sort of set back my podcast a little bit. I'm working on my second episode, I guess you'd call it.
Hey, I'm not even subscribed to your first.
Oh.
Darn.
Well, I can sort of tell you a bit about what I put in it in the first one.
Are you doing games?
Well, sort of. It's not really game reviews yet, although I suppose I could probably review, you know, some games or some programs, whatever. It depends what people are interested in, I guess. But what I did in my first podcast, what I did was mostly it's got a biography of myself, and then I talk about one of my favorite hobbies, which is collecting video game music remixes.
Oh my gosh! Now, Sarah, that's what we need.
I know. I know, I'm picturing my little ringtone of Super Mario Brothers going on when I'm solving a Sudoku.
That's right.
They have them for people to play on their cell phones, too. I mean, this is how crazy the world has gotten with
Sudokus?
These puzzles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you can download them onto your phone. I have yet to find an accessible version of that, but I'm looking.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
This is beyond me.
But, yeah, it's kind of neat. Like, I basically I talk about another podcast that I came across. Which is devoted to the Commodore 64 and features music both recorded from the original chip of that computer and also some remixes that people have done. And then I played a couple of my favorite mixes, just portions.
Now, that was some games. You know, I used to have a Commodore 64 back in the early 80s. And, oh, my gosh, I spent hours playing Zork.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hitchhiker's Guide. See, you guys, you think I'm so old I don't know these things, but I do. I know these things.
I love the Zork series.
You had an Apple.
I had an Apple IIe, and I played all kinds of games on that. But now I get to play all these cool games that people have been playing for years and years on my Braille Note. It's so cool.
Yeah. Kelly, do you have a Braille Note?
No, unfortunately, I don't, but
especially with Keysoft 7, man, that game thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
You know what, I must admit, like, I never did get a computer like, you know, the Apple or Commodore or anything like that, but I always had the IBM, and the first text adventure game I remember playing was, appropriately enough, Adventure, from, I think it was 1976. It was the two-word command deal.
Wow.
This
is
going back
to the big cave?
Yeah, Colossal Cave, that's right.
Wow.
And I still remember my one experience I had in there where I was trying to figure out, okay, what command should I use here? And it kept on coming back with all these, you know, I don't understand this certain command. Finally, I got so fed up, I typed in, and I'm not making this up either, I typed in, I quit. And it came back, what?
That's okay. On the Braille note, I'm not going to tell you what I typed in because ACB would have me off the air. But I typed in something and it came back and it said, shame on you.
Did it say, nice adventures don't talk like that?
Something like that.
Me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Real adventures do not use such language.
Yes.
That's
hey, I'm getting an MSN, and I'm not inviting a lot of MSNs, you guys, because it's hard to do MSN and talk, but I don't mind a real short one like this one. Jeff Bishop wants your subscribe address, Sarah, for your list.
There isn't one.
Oh, there isn't one.
There isn't one. I'd like to... I love this little service that I signed up with to have this mailing list, but it doesn't have one of those.
So how does that
hurt it?
How do you get people on, or are you just going to talk to yourself?
Well, I'm good at that. But there are actual people on there, so they're figuring it out. There's two ways of doing it. One is, of course, to write me, and I'll give you my email address if you want that now or later.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and give it now, and we'll give it later, too.
Okay. My email address is S, as in Sarah, K-H-Y-E, at Earthlink, E-A-R-T-H-L-I-N-K, .net. That's S-K-H-Y-E, Sky, at Earthlink, E-A-R-T-H-L-I-N-K, .net.
And she does answer her email because she's answered me several times in the last day.
I do, sometimes. Yeah. I'm better about it now that I've started a mailing list.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Kelly, tell us how we subscribe to your podcast.
Okay. I don't really know when the next episode is going to be ready, but I'm still working on it anyway. But the address, if you want to subscribe to it, is at www.ksapergia.net. That's ksapergia.net/podcast. And that will take you to the blog portion of the podcast. And that hasn't been updated that much either. I think the last time I wrote in there was like February 4th.
Okay.
Sometime, but I should really put post some more stuff up there. But I'm hoping that I'll have that new edition of the podcast out fairly soon.
All right. All right. Well, I'll subscribe.
Okay.
All right.
And as always, all feedback is welcome and all that.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay. Talk
Thanks,
to you
Kelly.
Soon.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kelly's a great gamer. He loves to deal with all the games and dabble and all that stuff. Now, what games are you playing on your Braille note? I have to ask.
Oh, all kinds. I keep collecting them and then finding out that I'm not quite smart enough to figure out how they work.
I know. You know what? I get frustrated with them. You know, I get
I
like,
do.
You know, all right, look, I'm sick of being in this slime pit of a tunnel with a rat running around and I want to get the heck out. Here's what I'm looking for. Maybe you can help me.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to find a game that is really close to reality, like a murder mystery. You
oh,
know,
wow.
You know, like, you know, because I'm into reading all these murder mystery books and stuff, and I'm not a big adventure person. I'm not a big sci-fi person, so I get tired of all the flights of stairs and the castles and the... You know, but I would love to find a game that would be like, you know, I'm a cop.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I will see if I can find something like that, because that sounds great.
That would be, like, so cool.
And you're right. They are almost all either sci-fi based or, you know, kind of computer based, and there's all these little adventure-y things you have to do, and so far I haven't found anything like what you're describing.
I know,
so
I know, and I think people would play it.
I mean, I have probably 300 or more games on my Braille note, only a handful of which I can actually play.
Where do you find all your games?
I keep Googling interactive fiction or Z5 games or Z games or just different terms. And I keep finding these sites with a few games and I keep collecting them.
Wow. Hey, we have another call. Let's bring them on and then we'll see where we go from there.
All right.
Hi, this is Marlena with Sarah. Do you Sudoku?
No.
You don't? Oh, well, goodbye.
I do not Sudoku.
You don't Sudoku. Jeff Bishop, welcome to Marlena.
There is a great adventure game called Deadline, which is entirely what you want, which is a mystery.
Well, where do I get it?
Oh, really?
Tell us.
It's one of the old Infocom Adventure games, and you can. I'm not sure where they're being sold these days because you can buy. There used to be this set of Infocom games called the Masterpieces Collection, and you'd get like 36 adventure games, and one of them is called Deadline. And the way that it works is you have each move you make, a minute goes off the clock.
Oh, man, like the old Braille and Speak Hangman.
Yeah.
You're limited.
Right. So you basically have to solve it before the clock.
That's what I want.
Yeah. And it's, but it is adventure-like. I mean, you have to go find clues, and you have to, you know, open up doors and search things and, you know, that kind of thing.
What about Hangman? Is Hangman on the Braille Note?
There's a couple of different places you can actually go online with the Braille Note to play Hangman.
Because I
have one of those URLs, but it's harder.
I want to play Hangman. So, all right, Jeff, so, sorry, I'm getting so excited. I'm getting all these things
but
going
I don't
on.
Know. Oh. I don't know on the Braille Note what it requires to be able to play those.
It has to be, what,
Z Machine.
Z Machine, okay. I know that a lot of the Infocom games have been converted to Z Machine format. So the question is whether or not Deadline has been converted or not. Like all the Zork games have, I think, and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, I believe, has.
Now, I do like that game.
That's a fun one.
I have that one on the Braille Note.
Wishbringer.
Do you? Oh, you got to send me that one.
I'll send you that one.
Yeah.
There's sites around. If you do some Googling, you'll more than likely find, you'll find it. But Deadline is the name of the adventure you want.
Deadline.
Deadline, yep. It's basically a murder mystery.
Oh, that's what I want.
Yeah,
oh, it sends shivers up me spine.
Yeah. You'll enjoy it.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
All right. I will leave you to your Sudokuing.
Yeah.
Sudokuing.
Sudokuing.
I have a URL that you can go to get more information about the list, but of course it's a weird one.
What is it?
What is it? Hold on. Wait.
I have to get back to it. Here we go.
I can write.
Everybody's moving their little getting back to it and writing and moving around. You know, back in the day, what you would hear now would be the clanging of slates and styluses and breakers. And now everything is so silent. Here, let me get back to it. Let me scroll down to it. Let me get over here.
Unless someone happens to be using speech and then you hear...
Period. All right, is everybody ready to write and read?
Oh, there's another one Dave Williams tells me here called Suspect.
Suspect? Well, what's Dave Williams telling you for? Dave Williams should be telling me.
So there's a... Well, he just messaged me. And so there's two of them that I'm aware of.
You got to pick on Dave Williams.
And that's right. There is a game called Suspect.
Suspect.
There's Suspect, and that's more of a detective. Well, they both are, but Suspect and Deadline are the two.
Sharon, now you're after two of them.
Okay, I'm going to have to look for these because I'm getting better at finding them, but I don't have either one. I'm just looking to make sure in my enormous game pile here, and I don't have either one of those.
There you go. Suspect.
So I'm going to have to look and see if I have a Z Machine version of either one.
Oh, let us know if you do.
Oh, I will.
All right, I'm ready for the URL.
Okay. It is www.coollist, coollist.com/... And this is the weird part. Group, GROUP, .CGI, Charlie Golf India,
?
L, underlined, blind Sudoku, all one word, BLIND SUDOKU.
Okay, let me repeat it.
Okay.
www.coollist, L-I-S-T or L-I-S-T-S?
No S, just L-I-S-T.
Okay. .com.
Right.
/ group. .CGI.
Dot CGI.
Yeah, .CGI. ? L_ blind Sudoku.
There you go.
Okay.
That's it.
There you go. All right.
Thank you very much.
Well, we'll see what happens next.
I'm not sure. We'll find out.
Yeah. All right.
Good night,
take
everybody.
Care. Good night, Jeff. Hey,
good
hey,
night,
wait, wait,
Jeff.
Wait, 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 Jeff. Wait, wait. What's coming up on Main Menu?
Oh, we're doing series on
myself.
Nero.
A series on Nero.
This week, yep.
Ooh.
We're doing a series on Nero.
You know, I need to listen.
And there's going to be a group of us heading off to CSUN Land.
I wonder who.
I wonder who that might be.
I need to listen to that Nero series because I'm such a Nero ninny. Every time I try Nero, it doesn't work for me. So
yeah, we had a series on Main Menu 4 years ago.
I remember that.
And we thought, well, we'll bring it back because it's a new version. And,
yeah.
And we're not doing the most recent version, which is version 7, because currently it has some accessibility concerns, but we are doing version 6.6.
Ooh.
And then the company's actually aware of it, and they're working on it, but right now it's not something that people should probably move to quite yet.
And then you and I are going to be hooting and hollering at CSUN.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing live daily coverage from the exhibit hall.
It'll be fun.
All the other places.
And I'll be all digital this year. This will be
good.
Yeah.
Last year he was jousting Jeff, trying to get his tapes to me.
I don't even want to talk about it. But anyway. All right.
He'd call me and he'd say, well, I got a cassette. And I'd be like, oh boy.
Hey, you know,
oh boy.
I'm not
what
rich.
Are you going to do with it?
Melinda's rich, you know.
Yeah, I wish. You're rich this year. You got your own stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll be covering all of that live daily coverage like we do every year. And, we're working out contacting our manufacturers ahead of time and seeing who let us cover.
We'll have lots of new main menu content for that.
Woohoo.
So lots of fun stuff.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to narrowing together this week on main menu.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. Well, Miss Sarah, I think you've whet our appetite.
And confused you mightily.
Doku, yeah. Now, let me ask you one other thing, a Braille note related format question. Oh my goodness, we got another call, so we may ask you two things. When you set up your puzzle on the Braille note, how do you format it?
Okay, what I do is, and to go into that, I'll have to explain a little bit about how Web Sudoku works. On the Braille note, which is how I sometimes like to do it, I go to the website and the entire puzzle, all 81 squares, which if you multiply 9 by 9, you get 81.
Yes, you do.
All 81 squares, both blank and with the numbers already in them, are laid out in one very long horizontal line.
No, how fun.
A monstrous pain in the tail. And so what you have to do is open a keyword document, for instance.
Right.
This is on the Braille note.
Right.
And literally
copy
in.
Okay.
So you got 1-3,
right,
6-8, for instance. And each, I like to put dashes where the blank ones are. Some people use equal signs, some people use X, some people use a letter.
Okay.
You know, it's all what works for you.
Okay. Yeah, I did it with computer Braille and dashes.
That's what I do.
Yeah, okay. All right. Hey, we have a call. Let's take the call. Maybe somebody else has a Sudoku question. Hi there. Do you Sudoku?
This is Kelly Sapergia again.
You don't, Sudoku.
You don't.
Not yet. Well, I shouldn't say that. I actually did try it a while ago, which is the main reason I'm calling back. Actually, I had a couple of things I just wanted to add.
Yeah.
There are actually a couple of Sudoku games that you can play on the computer.
Yes, there is
a free one from audiogames.net. All one word, audiogames.net. It requires the Shockwave player in order to play the game, and I couldn't get it to work when I tried it a few weeks ago, but I think they had to relaunch it or something like that, so maybe I'll give it a try some other time, but I understand that one's free. And there's also a downloadable one you can get from draconisentertainment.com. That's draconisentertainment.com. And that one is called The Ultimate Soundoku.
A Soundoku.
Soundoku. And I tried that this afternoon, and I don't know. By the way, thank you, Kelly, for bringing that up, because I almost forgot to mention those, and that's important. I am such a Braille-oriented person. It's really hard for me to get my head around doing it with my ears. But I could see how it could really be helpful for some people who are just not quite getting it, which is most of the population.
Yeah, and
including
I tried
me.
It, and I couldn't really figure out, you know, what how it worked. But maybe now that I know, I'll have to give
it
another try.
And so as I understand it, I mean, you just can't have the same number in the same column or the same row.
Right.
I mean, that's essentially what it boils down to, right?
That's exactly what it boils down to.
You know
to.
What it's like? It's like playing that high Q puzzle where you got to have one hole in the center left.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know?
Yeah.
I used to play that for hours at guide dog school.
Oh, I remember that. I checked that out when I was there, too.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Kelly. Well, thank you.
Actually, I just have one more thing.
All right.
You were talking about those Infocom games.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they all are in Z code or Z code format.
Oh.
what happens is that the files that are on the Masterpieces of Infocom CD, which I do have a copy of, and it is great. It's a great
CD.
Oh, I
want it.
I don't blame you.
You took an arrange this off the air.
I don't know. I don't necessarily want it from you. I just want it. Can't always
yeah, but if you
want.
Got it, you wouldn't be sad.
But apparently, the files on that on the disc have the extension .dat. So if you find something, let's say Zork1.dat or Suspect.dat or something, all I think you would have to do, I don't know if you really have to, but you can if you want, is just rename it to Z5 or whatever, and then you'll be able to play it. You should be able to play it on the Braille Note, unless it can load in files of different extensions.
I think it needs the Z5.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's what you have to really do then. It's just
isn't it 5 or 8 or something like
that? It's
yeah,
both,
well,
and I think Z5 maybe another number or two.
Z5 are usually the smaller games, but if you get something like really large, like there's this one game, Jigsaw. It's not by Infocom, this one. That one has a Z8 extension.
Yeah, I have that one.
And those are pretty big ones.
Yeah, and the Braille Note will play that.
Mm-hmm.
That's like hugecave.z8 is another one that I have like that. And it's huge.
Yeah.
And just for listeners' information, a good place to get Text Adventures is the Interactive Fiction Archive, which is
right at
www.ifarchive.org.
Isn't it if-archive?
Sorry?
Is it if-archive? I think it might be.
No, if-archive, like no dash or anything.
Oh, okay.
.org.
Thank
Although
you.
The directories in there do have a dash.
Okay.
There. But
thank
it
you.
Is it's pretty huge. There's lots of stuff for just about every system, and there's even programming tools that you can use to write your own games.
I'm gonna have to go
that.
Back and take notes on my own show here. I can't. I need Jeff Bishop, please be my secretary. Golly, this is harder than a cooking show. All right, great. All right,
yeah.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you.
Yep, you
bye-bye.
Too. Okay, bye.
866-666-7926. Well, all right, we've got lots of games to play now, and I'll send you off with missions to find murder mystery games.
I will. I'll see if I can find Suspect and Deadline for you. And I'll email you Hitchhikers, too.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be
that
great.
One.
That'd be great. And tell that Mr. Ringman I said hello.
I will.
You know,
I will. He's watching me or listening very quietly.
Yeah, he's never quiet. Are you kidding? Rich Ring, be quiet?
I think he's reading a book.
Yeah, see, I knew he had to be doing something. You know, he's an inherently wonderful person because he shares my birthday.
He is. It's true.
It's truly
it's
true.
Truly wonderful.
I send him an email every year. I say, happy birthday.
That's right. And guess how I remembered? That's like me remembering my twin brother's birthday.
Well,
I want to give you my email address.
Oh, yes. Please give your email address one more time.
Do you want to wait for the other call?
Yeah, but sorry. There, let's bring this caller in. We'll see. Hi there. Do you Sudoku?
Not yet.
You don't?
No. No, but...
What's the matter with you?
I'm about to set
one up. You're going to set one up?
I am.
Oh, Miss Nikki up in cold Minnesota doesn't Sudoku, but she's going to.
Oh, yeah.
Nikki, meet Sarah.
Nice to meet you, Sarah.
Nice to meet you.
I'm very excited about this, but Marlena, you do know that it's very dangerous to give a college student a puzzle like this.
I know
you?
It's very dangerous to give you anything. That's what I know.
Yeah, well, I mean, look what happens. I usually get addicted to this stuff, so.
Yeah, well, see, you can do that at CSUN then.
Well, yeah, I figure what I'll do is I'm actually going to do it on the plane. My mom, my family is addicted.
Oh, they play Sudoku.
Really?
So
wow.
Did you know you could play it?
No.
Well, there you go. You learned
there
it.
There you go. Finally figured out what the heck they were talking about.
There you go. Look at Sarah. See, doesn't it feel good when
you
like...
There you
go. Yeah.
Well, the first time.
Now we don't have to have the family feud over this puzzle of... So now it's only my father that doesn't get it. So.
There you go.
I think the dogs understand it. We're not entirely sure about that, but...
I don't know. It's not edible.
No, that's true.
When you could make it out of food, I don't know.
When did you figure out you could play it, Sarah?
Well, what happened was, of course, I can't resist the challenge. I got this email on the note takers for the blind list, and I don't have that information right handy. But I got this email on this list from this guy saying, if anyone wants to know about this brand new puzzle game that I just got into, write me off list, because blind people have a really hard time playing this, and I needed to be walked through, and it took me maybe a week to solve my first one. So, you know, I'll get your phone number, and I'll call you, and I'll walk you through setting up this puzzle and solving it. And I thought, well, it can't be that hard. So I Googled it and checked out, and I found this URL, www.websudoku.com, and I set up a little puzzle for myself, and I solved it, and it took about 2 or 3 hours, and I went, what do you mean blind people can't do this? Of course blind people can do this. This is great. This is fun. I'm going to teach other blind people how to do it. So that was the beginning of my mission to bring Sudoku to the blind and the rest of the world.
Well, you know, I think I'm going to have an easier time with it when it's a 3D image. I like looking at it on the Braille note, it's hard for me to make that, but I'd love to make a Sudoku board.
Or even that's if you can use an Excel spreadsheet, maybe.
Yeah, but even an Excel spreadsheet is still a linear image on a Braille display.
Yeah. You can only see one cell or one line at a time.
Well, this is interesting. I'm going to present this challenge to my dad, because if he can't make it, I don't know if anyone else can.
Well, some people have already made them, and what they
have
did, they took like Scrabble tiles.
Oh.
And they modified. I don't know how they. I mean, I think the easier thing to do would be just to get a board and get some tiles and put some Velcro on the board and on the tiles and put Braille on the tiles and leave. And I wonder how many blanks would you need?
You'd need 81 squares of Velcro.
Right.
And then what you'd do is you'd set it up, you'd take one of the online puzzles and set it up so that each blank space was just represented by a fuzzy piece of Velcro.
Oh, that's, of course you would. That's right. Why would you put a tile? Yeah. And then you need 9 sets of numbers 1 to 9.
Yep, 9 ones and through 9 nines.
Yeah.
And there you go.
So tell Jim we want 2 Sudoku boards made by CSUN.
Okay. I think he's already a little bit, I don't know. I don't know how he feels about the CSUN stuff. Apparently my mother has been given instructions.
I see.
Uh-oh. And you know when the mother gets given instructions, it can be a dangerous thing.
Well,
it's not good.
We'll just ignore them all.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I was going to do anyway. So.
There you go. All right, Miss Nikki.
Well, I've got a meeting, so I will talk to you, but now I'm on a mission now.
All right, well, tell your dad that I want a Sudoku board.
All right, he'll be thrilled.
And Nikki, go ahead and drop me an email. I'll give my email address again if you want, and I will invite you and anyone else who drops me an email to the list if you want.
Yeah, go ahead and give your email address again.
It's S-K-H-Y-E, Sky, at Earthlink, E-A-R-T-H-L-I-N-K, .net.
All right.
Sky at earthlink.net.
All right.
All right.
This is awesome.
Talk to you soon, Miss Nikki.
Yeah. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, Sarah, you're going to have your work cut out for you.
I am, too. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's great. I'm just happy I saw your post last night on Jonathan Mosen's list, and I thought, what is... And then I thought, you know what? If I have that reaction, so do other people. So,
oh, all kinds of people have been writing me, what is it? You know, writing other mailing lists. I sent it to, I think, 8 or 9 lists.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
are writing, going, what is it?
Yeah, wow, you got another call. You're a popular guest.
Wow.
Hi there, do you Sudoku?
Hi, yes, I do.
You do?
How cool.
Now, who is this?
Congratulations.
This is Carl Belanger from New Hampshire.
Hey, Carl, we haven't spoken in a long time. How are you?
Good.
Great. All right, let me let you have at it. Go ahead. Here's Sarah.
I also have found those 2 audio Sudoku games.
Yes.
And what I think is cool about the Soundoku one is if you've tried any of the other audio games that Draconis, formerly Adora, which
yep.
ESP Softworks used to own those, if you've tried any of their games, they have different audio themes which you can make the Sandoku puzzles out of. So, like, there's one, there's, like, an Alien Outback audio theme. There's
the Saucers one. It's so cool. I've played those games, and it's really fun.
Yeah, and you can also make your own puzzles with that game and then solve them.
That's right.
And there's also a race the clock mode in that game.
Now I like that.
Those are for masochists.
You can even do 16x16 puzzles.
Those are also for masochists.
With up to seven difficulty levels.
Now, Carl, how do you do your Sudoku? Do you do it on with Braille? Do you do
the only way I have really done them so far is the audio way.
Okay.
Using the two audio programs that were mentioned earlier.
And you can visualize where the blanks are. You don't have any trouble with that.
Pretty good. I make extensive use of the scanning because, like, both audio versions have, you can scan the different rows, columns, regions.
I see.
And the online version, which I had problems launching it originally too, but I think they are fixed now because I played it a couple times successfully, is you can actually have it tell you what numbers are possible to go in that square.
Oh, but that's cheating.
It is cheating. But it does help if you get totally stuck.
We don't want any cheating now, Carl.
Well, hey, talk to the developers.
So
put it in there.
How long have you been playing Sudoku, Carl?
Not very long.
And how did you find out about it?
I actually found out about it when my uncle plays it frequently. And
just like from the newspaper?
Yeah. He's told me about it, and then I first tried it when the audio versions were launched.
How fun.
Well, I tell you
That's
what.
Great.
This is a brave new world for me, you guys. Sudoku. All right.
Marlena, you were asking earlier about mystery games.
Yes.
Have you heard of the company Malinche Entertainment?
No, I have not.
This company is currently and actively developing interactive fiction games, which are Z-Machine compatible and playable with, like, the Winfrost TTS, or they should be playable on the Braille Note as far as I know, although I do not use one.
Wow. How do I find out more about this company?
www.malinche.net.
Malinche.
I'm going to have to take notes, too.
I know. This is this is like public radio here.
They have four games. One is called Pentari First Light, which is the traditional kind of fantasy adventure-style game. And then they have Greystone, which is a murder mystery at a psychiatric hospital.
Ooh, sorry. I got
and
a little carried away
the
there.
And then they have First Mile, which is a horror fiction story. And then they have one called Endgame, where you take command of a Ticonderoga-class Navy cruiser and have to go destroy different targets around the globe.
Gosh.
I know. It's amazing.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, the site is very accessible. It's done through, he does everything through PayPal.
Great.
How cool.
All right, give us the website. Give us the address again, Carl.
www.malinche.net.
All right. All right, well, thank you so much.
Yep.
We'll talk to you soon, and thanks for listening.
Yep, have a good night.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well, you never know what's out there, Sarah.
You just never know. I've heard of them, because I used to be on the, Blind Gamers list, the Odyssey list. But the traffic
sure.
was just a bit too high,
yeah.
so I couldn't
yeah.
hang with it. I'm off it at the moment. I join it from time to time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I heard about that, and of course, I didn't have my Keysoft 7 at the time, so I said, oh, well, I don't care about that. But now I do.
Keysoft 7 has, not that I'm trying to do a commercial for the Braille Note, but I love my Braille Note, and so why not? But
so
they
not?
Really they really have opened up gaming, which, you know, is kind of fun and cool, and that's a good thing. So,
all right. It's really fun.
Well, I appreciate all your time with me. My gosh, I was only going to keep you for just a couple of minutes because I didn't want to, I mean, this wasn't exactly something we planned, and by golly, you stayed with me for almost an hour.
This has been great. I can't believe it. I can't believe the interest that has been generated
yeah.
by my little harebrained idea yesterday. I think I'll start a mailing list, and I've never started a mailing list before, so
well,
I hope everybody's nice and kind.
If they're not nice, Sarah, you send them to me.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'll do it.
I will take care of those people. I have the ultimate switch.
And my mom is on the list, too, and her name is now Rachel Wark.
Rachel, how do you spell her last name?
Wark, W-A-R-K-E.
Rachel Wark.
And she lives in England now. She met a wonderful man
on the
internet.
She's a sweetie.
Yeah, and she is. She's wonderful. Well, I get to meet her on the list, too.
Yeah, well, maybe she'll call and listen sometime.
Maybe.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go and take this other call, and we'll see what we see.
Okay. Thank you, Marlene.
All right.
It's been wonderful.
Well, thank you. And here's just a little bit of, maybe, Vision with Rachel Wark.
Cool.
And Sarah Christ.
Nebula's business decision. I'm not sure that it's all that it seems. Is there really more wonder in lightning than thunder, more in fireworks? Fireside dreams. It's no wonder this daily division makes me want to strike out and attack. Cause it's hard on the pride, always identified by the thing that I most glaringly lack. And I don't know why. See it as something that's a thing you say, because I can't see a thing, and I guess I believe it. Special vision, more sensitive, pure, and refined. I see people as holes to their innermost souls. I have access to everyone's mind. To these I must smile in derision. Do they think all that drivel is true? For on the world's meter, you are certainly sweeter if you look like the magazines do. And I don't know why.
I love that song. That's a great song. We got a caller. It's been holding on. You're getting old like fine wine. Hello, caller. Do you Sudoku?
Hello, Marlena. Actually, I do have a question. About the puzzle, but
yeah.
On behalf of my friend, she wanted to know if you can do these puzzles on the Braille light.
On the Braille light, well, sure, you could set up anything you want on the Braille light, because all you're doing, Matthew, and hello to you, all you're doing is you're taking 9 rows. Now I'm becoming the big Sudoku expert, right? But you're taking 9 rows and 9 columns. So each row has 9 squares, and so the question would more to be that you would need to get the Sudoku puzzle from the Web Sudoku site and copy that and then just set it up on your Braille light and just put, you know, like, the first row would be 1 through 9 with the numbers and dashes, and then hit your enter key, and then the next row. And so it wouldn't be, because you're only using the machine to look at the puzzle, not actually manipulate the puzzle.
Oh, okay. So what you actually put in there, you actually put in
you physically,
on the,
yeah.
on the computer instead of on the
right.
Real later, is it the other way around?
Right. You physically.
It's kind of confusing to me. There has been some discussion, but it's been so confusing that I just kind of was listening, but not really. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's kind of confusing. So just,
okay. So let's say you found a Sudoku, and you want to play that on a Braille light, okay? What you would probably have to do, now I'm not a Braille light user, so I don't know if the Braille light.
I'm not a huge Braille light user myself. But.
Okay, so let's assume, and I don't know this for a fact, so all you Freedom Scientific people, don't yell at me, but let's assume that the Braille light cannot go on the web, okay? That's what I'm assuming, okay? What you would do is you would go on the web with your PC, and you would get the Sudoku. Okay, and you would look at the Sudoku, and you would have to copy that. You know, you could highlight the Sudoku puzzle, copy it to your clipboard, and then
using Windows,
right?
Transfer
right,
that.
And then transfer it, and then you'd need to go to your Braille light and make sure that you have 9 rows of 9 columns, and that would be your Sudoku.
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing this on behalf of my friend. I tried to get her to call him, but she says, well, she knows you. So I said, oh, okay.
Well, who is she? Why didn't she call me? I'll give her a hard time.
I don't know. That's what I said. I asked her the same thing. She says, and she'll probably hate me, but she says, well, she knows you. I said, yeah, but I said, she always enjoys getting new listeners.
I do.
Oh.
If all the same people call me, I'll think I don't have any new listeners.
Yeah, so.
So what's your friend's name?
Kizzy.
Susie?
Kizzy with a K.
Oh, Kizzy has called me before.
I think she's only done it once, though.
I think Kizzy.
She hasn't been able to listen lately because, well, she's been able to listen to the past few weeks, but.
Yeah, I haven't been here.
At the time, she had a Windows 98 computer that only had one channel on her sound card, so she had to make a choice of either using JAWS or listening to music.
Oh, I'd listen
now
to
she
music.
She has the ability to do both, and she just got this new computer. And
well,
so,
I haven't been here for the last couple of weeks either. So
well,
it's
I know,
reeky,
I understand that.
So,
and that's,
yeah.
I understand that because I know your feet, you had that surgery on your hand or whatever.
Yeah, I still have my hand in a cast up to my elbow. Oof.
I bet it's not much fun.
No, I can clang around with it. The other day I was on Skype and I whanged the microphone with it. Poor Chrissy Cochran almost became Helen Keller. All right, Mr. Matthew. Well, I will talk to you soon, and you get those Sudokus going and tell Kizzy. She's called me at least twice, so no more excuses.
Okay.
You tell her no more excuses.
She's listening.
Get on that phone.
At least I hope she's listening.
All right.
Next thing I know, she'll be sending me an instant message saying, yeah, 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 yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Don't want to start an argument. That's how she is.
Well, that's how she is, that Kizzy. I tell you, you never know what to expect.
I don't want
out
to go
her.
Too much further on the air with her. So.
All right. Well, you
she'll
take care.
Call me anyway.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye bye. I love to start trouble. 866-666-7926. Next Sunday night. Next Sunday night, Monday morning, we're going to have Burl Colley on, and Burl's going to tell us about all the great tours coming up at the ACB National Convention in Jacksonville, Florida. And I know about some of those tours. Some of them are pretty good. Pretty good, pretty good, pretty good, pretty good. So we're going to start our convention 2006 series next week, and in weeks coming up we're going to have Carla Rushival on, and she's going to tell us everything we ever wanted to know about the convention. She's convention coordinator, and she'll fill us in all about that, and we'll have all the different special interest group chairs, and if you've got a special interest group or you're doing something at the convention and you want to broadcast your news, this is where you do it, on the Marlena program on ACB Radio Mainstream. Hi there, who's this?
Hi, Marlena, this is Lisa Ho out of San Antonio, Texas.
Hello, Lisa, do you Sudoku?
Or I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you Sudoku?
Well, no, I don't know, but I got some exciting news.
Tell us.
On some possible contracts that I'll be doing.
Great. Tell us all about it.
The first contract that I'm going to be doing is got a contract that I signed with a company called Ozone Publishing Corporation.
And what do they publish?
San Juan, Puerto Rico.
And what do they publish?
Right now, they're working on creating some materials in Braille and large print combined with typographics.
Ooh.
And they were at our National Federation of the Blind Convention, I think, in 2004. And then, of course, I met them again in 2005. And it's a brand new company.
Ooh, interesting.
I am going to be assisting them by going around the country, whatever cities that we negotiate to put up money for, to do some marketing, showing people the products and getting feedback from Braille readers and try to help increase the Braille literacy problem.
Very good.
And so that's one of the good things that, and they just launched a website this week called ozonepublishing.net.
Ozonepublishing.net. Now, what
yes,
would we find
we're
if
looking to get feedback on web accessibility. I have already submitted my comments so far that I was able to find on the web accessibility, especially with images. And they have a couple of people that are doing the work, two partners that are kind of working together. In fact, this coming week, there's two activities that are going on that Ozone is going to be involved in. One is the California Transcribers and Educators of the
Visually CTEVH, sure. That's a big
and
one.
They're going to be there for that. And
I'd love to be there for that.
Myself will be representing Ozone for the San Antonio Low Vision Expo.
Great.
That we're having here in San Antonio. And they have asked me, and this has been several months ago, like as far back as January, if I would be willing to assist them with that. And I told them that I would.
When is your Low Vision Expo?
So it's on the March the 11th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the University of Texas of San Antonio Health Science Center and the Children's Cancer Research Institute facility.
Great.
And I have links to those on my webpage on the internet.
Great. Well, it sounds like you're getting busy.
Yeah, and then the other thing I'm also working on is I'm going to be doing some proofreading contracts for Region 20 Education Service Center on some tests, reading and writing tests. So I'll be doing some proofreading for them. And I'm also going to be doing some proofreading, which I'm currently looking for coffee holders in my local area for.
Now, wait. What's a copy holder? What do you mean?
Copy holder is an individual who would serve as a reader, and they would read the print as I follow along in the Braille copy.
Okay.
And they would do they would write the line and page number report. So if I found an error, they would write that in.
Ah, okay.
And so they don't necessarily, as far as I know of, I'm still trying to do the necessary research, but they don't necessarily have to be a certified transcriber, but it always helps. In case there's something I'm not, you know, that I'm not, that I may have missed in the proofreading.
Great.
So those are the three things that are happening. I'm still waiting, just applied about a month ago for a housing assistant. So I'll be moving into a public subsidized housing, and I'm waiting on a moving date right now, and I already started packing everything.
It sounds like
for the bare necessities.
Sounds like you're going to be busy.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'll wish you luck and good luck with your expo, and let us know.
Yeah, the expo and a new apartment.
Yeah.
To be moving into.
Yeah.
I already looked at it, and I'm just waiting for a Katrina victim to move out before I can even take it.
Great. Well, let us know.
I certainly will.
All right, Miss Lisa.
Thank you.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. It's somewhere around 11 minutes past our second hour. If you're listening to this program at any time other than 9 to 10 Eastern, 6 to 7 Pacific on a Sunday night in North America, or 2 to 3 Universal on an early Monday morning UTC, it's a repeat, and we just want you to kind of put your feet back, kick back, enjoy the conversation. Try out a Sudoku. I know, it sounds like tea, you know? We could have some Sudoku tea. If you're listening live, we'd love to have you call us at 866-666-7926. I am cooking up the greatest thing in my kitchen right now. Oh! I can hardly stand myself. There are a lot of people who can hardly stand me either, but I can hardly stand myself. You know, I love to cook. Anybody who's listened to me for any length of time knows that I really enjoy cooking. And I'll tell you what I'm cooking up here in just a minute after we take this call. Hi there, do you Sudoku?
Nope, never heard of it.
You never heard of it?
Nope.
Oh.
And I'm not a puzzle person. Never enjoyed them. Or anything. Never been a puzzle person.
This is my friend Marcia, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Howdy doody.
Well, how are you, Marlena?
Oh, I'm getting over this clunky cast on my hand.
No, what happened? Did you have surgery?
I beat Gary, and so I had to, they arrested me. And I have a genetic defect. I have many defects, but among those that can be corrected are a defect in my hands where my thumb joints, because this is the second hand now, so it can't happen again. My thumb joint at the base of the thumb becomes separated. The cartilage just goes away.
Oh my goodness.
And so what they do is, it's actually a much more painful thing than it is a serious thing. What they do is they go into your arm and they take an unused tendon from your arm and they coil it up like a spring.
Mm-hmm.
And then they open up your thumb joint and they separate the bones and they pack the tendon into the bones again. And it grows there, and then you get your thumb joint back.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's about a three-month recovery by the time it's all said and done. Now,
how long ago did you have the surgery?
I had it on the 15th of February.
Okay, so you have until March, April, about May?
Yeah, I'll be all done with my physical therapy and everything in about May.
Oh, my.
And I'll
goodness.
Be in the cast until the end of March. But see, I've done it before, and so, like, I'm sitting here now taking my left hand, and with my left hand, which has been operated on, I can reach with my thumb all the way over past my baby finger.
Wow.
Past the pad of my baby finger.
Uh-huh.
And I play the harp a little bit, so, you know, it's good exercise for me when I'm trying to, you know, work at playing the harp, at getting my fingers spread and stuff like that. So
that would be good rehab.
Yeah, so that really helped. So that's what we're up against now. And like I said, I was on Skype the other day with Chrissy Cochran, and I banged my cast into the microphone and turned her into Helen Keller, you know.
Oh, I bet you did. So she was wearing a headset?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
She said, no, what was that?
Oh, my goodness.
So the cast goes up almost to my elbow. It's about maybe an inch and a half, two, maybe 2 inches from where my arm It's right at where my arm bends.
So I guess Gary. Well, no, actually, I was going to say Gary, the board guy, has to help you with, you know, bathing and stuff. But
yeah,
you can't really do that.
Yeah. Well, I have this. You know, there's wild things out there. There are wild things in the world.
Uh-huh.
In addition to Sudokus, there are wild things.
Oh, I'm sure they're...
Well,
you know what? I'm sorry. I'm just not a puzzle person.
I know. But let me tell you about this thing.
Yeah.
Gary the board guy found this thing. It looks like a... it would be great in a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Take the shape of a big hand.
Right.
And then an arm. And end it in a gasket. A big
uh-huh.
rubber gasket with a hole in the middle. And it's a sleeve. And so I put my arm in a garbage bag first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put my arm in the garbage bag through this gasket, through this sleeve thing, this vinyl sleeve thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it cinches itself down on my skin over the top of my cast, up by my elbow.
So it's kind of a self-sealing.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah, but the darn thing is so long that the hand is like 3 feet down from where my hand is. So I'm whapping it around in the shower. And
oh, my goodness. That is something else,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, and then the other thing that happens when you have a cast is you get itchy.
Uh-huh.
And there's no, you can't, I mean, I can't, you know, you want to take a knitting needle and put it down in the cast and scratch, but
oh.
I've got incisions.
So you can't do that.
I can't do that. So Gary the board guy, ever the resourceful man, found this stuff called Cast Blaster.
And Cast Blaster.
Cast Blaster.
Cool.
And what it is, it's like, you know, I don't know if you're a smoker or ever have
yes,
been a smoker?
Yes, I have.
All right.
Well, I still am.
All right. Well, do you know
in
the olden days, I won't give you a hard time. You know, in the olden days, they had those butane lighters.
Yep.
And you'd put the can up to the lighter and you'd feel the butane going cold, you know, real cold liquid.
I never filled one like that. I either used matches or one of those propane pre-filled, you know.
Oh, see, this is even before the pre-fills when the butane, you'd fill it and it would go shh.
Yep.
And it would be real cold. Well, that's what this stuff is. And so there's this can and it's got this long plastic stem sticking
like
out of it.
Like a straw?
Yeah, just like a straw.
Uh-huh.
And so you put this, you shove that straw down the cast and aim it where your itch is and push the button and it's like somebody squirting Cool Whip on you.
Oh.
It goes,
and it goes away. I mean, like it doesn't.
It stops itching instantly. It's real cold and it freezes you out for a second and just stops the itch instantly.
Well, I broke my wrist roller skating at school, at the Michigan School for the Blind back in 66. So that was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a cast on my left arm. It was a hairline fracture on my wrist. But I remember having that itching problem.
Oh, it's miserable.
And my dad cut a straight part off of a coat hanger. And, of course, I didn't have any incisions because it's just a natural healing process.
Yeah.
And he just bent both ends of the straight end of the coat hanger over. And, oh, I remember the feeling of just rubbing, you know, that coat hanger up there. And if no one has had a break, they can't relate
to
that itch.
No, they can't. And there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing. And you just have to, you know, and sometimes, you know, like if it were to happen right now, I can't get up and get the cast blaster. Oh, excuse me, I'll be right back, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So you just have to say, I am choosing to ignore this.
Oh, well, you know, it's wonderful that they finally come out with a product for, you know, for that purpose.
The other interesting thing that happens with this surgery that wakes me up a lot is I get muscle spasms in my thumb because my thumb, the joint is growing, you know, it's healing. And so I'll be sound asleep and all of a sudden it'll be like brrr, brrr.
Oh.
And oh, that hurts. And you know, you can't do, it's a natural thing. It's part of the healing process, but I'll be glad to be two-handed and. But I still got my manicure the other day.
Well, that's wonderful, at least on the other hand.
I did it on both.
Oh, you did it on both?
I did I did. My manicurist is my friend, and she came to my house, and she did it on both. And she had to practically hang upside down to do my cast hand, but she did it.
Well, that's absolutely wonderfully cool.
You know, you still got to be that girly girl, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've never been a manicure person either, but that's okay, you know?
That's okay. It doesn't
that's
matter.
That's fantastic.
That's why there's chocolate and vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say, can I mention a website
no.
for people?
No. Pardon? No.
Okay.
Of course you can.
I just wanted to tell people that if anyone is interested in listening to old-time radio, they can go to either billsparks.org or billsparks.com and go to the Remember Radio link, and you can catch old-time radio shows 24/7.
And we also have the ACB Radio Treasure Trove,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's another one.
Yep, so that's
good.
Another alternative.
Good.
Both are wonderful alternatives.
Wonderful. Good. All right.
Yeah, well, I hope you don't mind me, mentioning a plug.
I don't mind at all.
Well, Marlena, I wish you the best.
Well, thank you, Miss Marcia. Is it warming up in Michigan?
It is, but yet, on the other hand, we're supposed to get 1 to 2 inches of snow overnight.
No, that's a four-letter word.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't allow four-letter words on this family show.
Well, how are things in Seattle?
Well, rain. That's another four-letter word.
Yes, that's true. Well, but by the end of the week here, we're supposed to be in the 60s with thunderstorms.
Ah, that's wonderful. Well, look,
those are way more four-letter words.
Yeah, well, but at least that means spring, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it also means tornadoes. So, and we
that's
live in
true.
A mobile home, so.
That's true. That's true.
We got to be careful about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, hon, I wish you the best of recovery time.
Well, thank you much.
And also the Sudoku. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And I hope, now have you played it?
Well, I started it. Now that I understand it, well, I think I understand it, I'll play it. But
now, my husband, Rob, is the number kind of guy. It's 9 rows, correct?
Yes, 9 rows.
Of numbers.
Of 9 columns.
9 columns.
And he can go to Sudoku Web. Or Web Sudoku, I'm not sure which one it is. Try them both.
Uh-huh.
And get a puzzle.
Okay, cool. Now, we don't have a braille light or anything. Oh, by the way, news.
News.
New news.
New news.
I'm thinking about getting a laptop.
Yes?
I don't have a braille light or Empower or anything like that, but I figure my best bet is to just get a laptop instead of anything like that, and then I can work from there.
There you go. There you go. All right, well, let us know.
I sure will, Marlene.
Let us know.
Take care and good luck with your recovery, and say hi to Gary the Board Guy.
I will. He's listening.
Okay.
All right, Gary the Board Guy, Marcia in Michigan, says hi.
You have a good night.
All right, take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
866-666-7926. We were going to try to bring you a feature tonight, but we didn't plan it out and we can't do it. But I happen to know, I have it on good authority, that there is presidential sauerkraut being made at the Christopher Gray residence in San Francisco, California. Now, I'm hitting him up to bring some of this presidential sauerkraut to CSUN. So, I don't know. I sent Gary the Board Guy a quick message and said, see if we can get Chris on. We can get his sauerkraut recipe, but Chris is apparently off krauting in his sour somewhere. We can't get his presidential sauerkraut tonight, but we'll get it. We'll get it. Oh, I love sauerkraut. Anyway, so this thing that I'm making in the kitchen. Now, let me tell you, this is a cool thing. You gotta wait. You gotta wait. We got a call. I can't tell you about what's in the kitchen. Hi there. Do you Sudoku?
No, I'd never heard of it before.
I'd never heard of it before either, but I know what you do.
And
this is my friend Dan, right?
That's right.
Welcome to the Marlena program, Dan Tong.
Thank you.
It's great to have you.
Yeah, when they were thank you. When they were talking about, you were talking about casts and stuff, I remember when I broke my leg when I was six, itching was part of it, but even worse, and I didn't realize what it was at the time, my foot would actually go to sleep.
Oh.
And it just tingled and I couldn't do anything about it.
Oh gosh. Well, that's like when I get the muscle spasms, you know? Yuck, yuck. So, I asked Dan to call tonight. Let me just tell folks a bit about Dan. Dan is a friend of mine here in the Seattle area, and he is one of the computer geniuses of the world, and he is involved with the Washington Council of the Blind, and you can meet Dan at national conventions at ACB. He's part of the noisy Washington Council of the Blind group, and Dan started a new hobby. Can we call it a hobby?
Yeah, it's a sport.
A sport. What, about a year ago, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's called dragon boat racing. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
What the heck is it?
Well, I'd never heard of it before, and when they were going to do a presentation at the United Blind of Seattle meeting, I was thinking of dragon, like D-R-A-G-G-I-N, you know, like dragging, and I thought, what would I want with dragging boats, or dragon boats?
Yeah, why would you want to drag a boat around?
Yeah, so anyway, but what it started actually in Portland in 1994, and the boats are really long. They were used in China 2,000 years ago, and they're like 47 feet long, and they're narrow. They're about wide enough for two people to sit on. They call them benches. So two people sit together, and one person paddles on the left side, and the other person paddles on the right. And with a full crew, you have 20 paddlers and a caller that's up in front and a tiller that's in back. And so you actually have 22 people. And they're getting to be more and more teams. There's a team of mostly blind team in Portland called Blind Ambition. And they originally started because of the Oregon Commission for the Blind. They decided there was no reason why they couldn't do this. And so, I can't remember what the commission's team is now. I don't remember. But anyway, in the Northwest area here, there's several. Vancouver, British Columbia is pretty active. And then the team I'm going back to is called Dragon Tales. And last year we were in three events. And so there's several different categories there's women mixed, and then there's actually a group of breast cancer survivors.
Wow.
And so it's really interesting, and you get going pretty fast. I don't know how fast, but I think probably 8 or 10 miles an hour if everybody paddling in on time.
Is it good exercise?
Yeah. I lost 16 pounds last summer.
Honey, I am joining up. I want to know, how do I get there?
Well, this one's in Kent. There's another one in Seattle, but it's actually, Kent might not be too far.
No, actually, Kent's probably closer to me.
Yeah, because the one in Seattle is on Lake Union, and that's the sort of north.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I can give you contact information if you want.
Yeah, I'll send you an email.
Okay. So we're starting we're starting March 18th. They were going to start April 1st, but I think March 18th. And hopefully I'll lose the 16 pounds again because I gained just about all of it back.
Oh, no. We don't want that. All right. So now tell me, do I have to know anything?
No.
I mean, I'm basically stupid, so I can just contact these people and say, duh, here I am. I have used a canoe. I do sort of know how to paddle a canoe, but it's been a long time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't have to. And you get, they charge, let's see, the Kent Dragon Boat Association is $100 a year, but you get three open practices before you have to decide if you want to join or
sure.
not.
Sure. And like anything, I mean, you know, you join a bowling league, you got to
yeah.
pay. So
yeah. So
somebody's got to buy the boat.
yeah. Or do maintenance on the boat.
Sure, sure.
They have to smooth it back out in the spring.
So how many blind people would be, let's say, say you have an all-blind team. Would all but the tiller and the caller be blind?
Yeah, it could be. I don't know if that's the way it is in Blind Ambition, but I know most of them are blind. And yeah, theoretically it could be. I've been the only one on the Kent team, and it would be wonderful to have you and other people come. In fact, when they were doing the presentation for us at the United Blind, there's a couple people that aren't even swimmers. You have to always wear a life jacket when you're on the boat.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, it keeps them afloat, but, no, you don't, you can just start from nothing.
So, so what kind of waterways do you work when you're doing dragon boating?
Well, in Kent, we use Lake Meridian. It's at Lake Meridian Park, and it's not a real big lake. Before 9 in the morning and after 6 in the evening, powerboats are not allowed. At least they're supposed to go really slow. And so they have their practice, like this team, has their practices on Tuesday nights at 6 and Saturday mornings at 8.
And how long do you go out for each time?
From the time you do warm-up exercises, they always want you to stretch at the beginning until you get through. It's about an hour and a half, sometimes an hour and 45 minutes. But usually it's about like that. You can really feel your muscles. Somebody was asking the coach if they exercised this winter, if it would not hurt next spring. And she said, it always hurts.
Wow.
When you first start.
Well, I don't talk about a lot of my own personal things on this program, but so I'm not sure that I've mentioned this or not, but I have engaged in a complete lifestyle change for, oh, golly, probably since the middle of September, and have lost a fair amount of weight, and just actually purchased a treadmill last week.
Oh, wow, that's great.
And, because I'm a severe asthmatic, and, you know, when you get up in years, you know, the balance shifts, and if you don't do something pretty proactive to take care of yourself, your years will be severely curtailed, and
yeah.
I don't plan to leave here for a long time.
That's right.
So I'm very interested in exposing myself to some more opportunities like this. So you may,
okay,
I will.
Well, we can do it. Email. I can tell everybody the actual national website.
Yes, please do, because people, you know, in Massachusetts don't care about Kent. So.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it's small-minded of them, but, you know.
It's funny. I was talking to someone or emailing with someone on one of the dog guide lists, and she mentioned Kent, and of course I thought of Kent, Washington, and I said, I didn't know you were in our area, and she said, I'm not near your area, I'm in Ohio.
There you go.
Kent, Ohio.
There you go.
But anyway, the national website is www.dragonsports, it's dragonsports.org.
Okay.
And, so it's dragonsports.org, and there's some interesting things, the purpose statement is, now I can't think of the word, but anyway, it's to build fitness and friendships.
Oh, that's great.
And so it's a nice
yeah,
statement.
That's great.
So anyway, that's just a sort of a little thing, about it. I really enjoyed it, and after it was done in September, I was kind of sorry. It made me want to think of something else to do.
Well, yeah. See, we got to find a winter sport then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've never been much of a... I mean, I've always been kind of a spectator.
Yeah, me too. That's why I'm fat.
Well, don't worry. I'm definitely heavier than I should be.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, Dan, we'll get skinny together.
That's right.
We'll be hot to trot from Kent.
That's right.
Hey, listen, you did a great job. Thank you so much
Oh, well, thank
for
you.
Calling my show.
Oh, well, it's nice to talk to you. It's funny, we're in the same area, but we never
I know.
See each other.
Well, I'll see you on the boat.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good.
All right. Take care, Dan.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
866-666-7926. Dragon boating. I'm going to do it. I am going to do it. Dan, send me an email. I'll just make the commitment right now, right here, before God and all my listeners. Send me an email, Dan, and give me all the particulars. And now I'll have my cast on, though, until, so I may not be able to, I'll be limited with one hand. So we'll have to see what challenges that presents. But if you send me the email, Dan, and you know my email address, then I will do it. I will definitely do it. I'll be away the 18th of March because that's the CSUN weekend, but I will definitely do it. Hey there, this is Marlena. Who's this?
Hey, it's Sarah again.
Hey, it's Sarah again.
Again.
This time she's a caller. What's going on with you?
Well, I just wanted to add about dragon boating. I was
oh.
in Portland when the whole thing started.
I
and
thought of you when he said Portland.
I never actually got on a boat, and neither did Rich, but I think I remember Rich having something to do with the name of the team, Blind Ambition, which we all thought was very cool.
Yeah, I love that.
And so, yeah, I bet you'll love it. Once your hand heals, I bet you'll just love it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Is Winslow on that team?
I don't know if Winslow's on the team or not. Rich, do you know
he'd be a good dragon boater.
No, Rich said no. He wouldn't do it.
Oh, come on.
I know. He'd have fun.
We got to drag great. Winslow out.
Drag him to a dragon boat.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
The Portland team could race against the Kent team.
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
That would be great. And I miss Portland. I'm in Iowa now.
I know. We need you back in Portland, girl.
I know. I miss it.
Well, tell Rich to leave that place. And you all come back here where you belong.
Oh, he wants to. So yeah. It's the job thing.
Yeah, well, I suppose.
For both of us. So.
Yeah, but you're playing with all those toys with Curtis Chung, so that can't be too bad.
No, there's definitely perks.
I got to have Curtis Chung on my show sometime.
I know, that would be interesting.
You know, I haven't met, well, I've met, I mean, I have been in the same place as Curtis, and I have spoken to Curtis.
Right.
But I don't think Curtis would say, oh, I know Marlena.
I bet he would. I bet he does. I'll ask him tomorrow.
He'll probably say, oh, yeah, I know her.
Yeah, she's in that other organization.
She's in that other organization.
No. There are people's hair, check, what's the word? Hackles, sorry.
Oh.
Hackles rising at the mention of his name because he's in the other organization.
Oh, that's so silly.
I know, me too.
No, I respect Curtis. I think Curtis has a lot of knowledge, and I really do need to have Curtis on sometime. That would be kind of fun. Have Curtis Chung and maybe Brian Charlson and Jeff Bishop. Holy smokes. I wouldn't have to do a thing. I could just sit there.
There you go. That would be great. Just the technology show.
Yeah, and just let the boys play. I'll do Sudokus.
That could be dangerous.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well,
all right.
I'll check into all that, and we'll do that dragon boating thing.
Oh, and I was just going to tell you one more time.
Yeah.
The URL is websudoku.com.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd actually call back, because all of a sudden I couldn't remember. Oh, what did she say?
Yeah. websudoku.com.
Websudoku.com. Did
you
like
go.
Hearing your mom's song?
Oh, it was great. It was great. And I didn't have the stream brought up, so of course I'm frantically looking for it. And ACB Radio is taking its time loading. I'm going, come on. Oh, that was just great. I haven't heard that in years.
I also got a request for her microwave song.
Oh, do you have it?
I do.
Oh,
I do.
Awesome.
I do.
Oh, how cool.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
866-666-7926. You start out as a guest, you end up as a caller on this craziness called the Marlena program. It's about 40 minutes past the second hour if you're listening at any time other than 9 to 10 Eastern, 6 to 7 Pacific, on a Sunday night in North America, 2 to 3 on an early UTC morning. Dave Williams, good Lord, you are staying up late night tonight. Then if you're listening at any time other than those times, you're listening to a replay, and just put your feet up and enjoy. I'm not sure if this program goes out to the radio reading services. I'd love to hear from you if you listen to this through the radio reading services. My email address, by the way, is Marlena, that's Marlaina, at acbradio.org. And we're going to maybe be setting up a voicemail at some point to use as well if folks want to leave a voice message. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, my goodness gracious. Let's see. What are we doing here? We did get a request, and this is not really a music show. However, when the guy across the pond makes a request, you know, the big boss, you know, the big man, you know, that cool dude, you know, that DW guy. Well, you know, you got to keep your job, so you kind of
some friends of mine gave me a new appliance to free my time, increase my self-reliance. They said this is the latest thing, you know. The only trouble is that you might glow. It's called a microwave, microwave. Think of all the time you'll save. Just fill up a plate and put it on in it. It'll be ready in just 1 minute. Microwave, microwave. You can have all the food that you crave. Instead of giving it all to rubber, you can have your own leftover. Just set the dial to 3 or 4. Put it in and shut the door. Turn it on and walk the floor. And if it's still cold, you can cook it some more. Well, microwave, microwave. You can use one if you're brave. It's gonna be a real heartbreaker if you know anyone with a pacemaker. Microwave, microwave. Forget about the damn you gave. Just go on ahead and take the plunge. You can even clean it out with a sponge. Oh, that's the truth. There's never any mess. It's convenient, I confess. Cooks your food without tenderness. And what it does to your jeans is anybody's guess. But microwave, microwave. They're going to solve into the grave. But it's not such an abomination. Just a little bit of friendly radiation. Microwave, microwave. There's no need to be a slave. It'll change your life, I guarantee. Come on along and microwave with. You're no fun to live in a cave with. Come on along and microwave with me.
All right, that's Rachel Robinson, now Rachel Wark. And Sarah Cranston, her lovely daughter, Miss Sudoku Sarah, and Microwave out of my blind musicians folder. You know, you gotta do things differently once in a while. All right, back to my kitchen. So I got this thing going on in my kitchen. Speaking of your microwave, this has nothing to do with microwaves. This has to do with crock pots. I made this stuff. Oh, it is to die for. Now, what I did, as I've revealed, I've undergone a transformation in what I eat and how I cook. And I mean, I had some Burger King French fries the other day, and they were scrumptious. But it's like a good wine, you know. You don't have it every day, or else why bother? So, not that I'm a purist of any sense of the word. However, I took a food processor. I almost said a word processor. I took a food processor, I have a small KitchenAid food processor, and a knife and a cutting board. And Gary the board guy helped me because of my hand. But normally this is something a blind person can do very simply, easily. You don't need any help with. And we sliced to fit the food processor feed tube the following vegetables: potato, onion, red pepper, green pepper. Let's see, what else did we put? Tomato and carrots and celery. And first I put in a layer of potato on the bottom, and then I simply layered all the other vegetables, and I ended up with potato on the top. Now, you don't have to do that. You can throw it all in if you want, but it kind of looks pretty when it's layered. Of course, by the time you eat it, it's going to be done anyway. But, and then I took 2 cans of tomatoes. Now, I use the low-salt tomatoes. I took 1 can of stewed tomatoes and 1 can of just regular tomatoes. And I poured the stewed tomatoes in, and then I drained the tomatoes from the second can and poured the other tomatoes in on top of the stewed tomatoes, and then into the juice of the second can of tomatoes I sprinkled, and I never measure my spices, but I sprinkled a bunch of cumin. I sprinkled some cinnamon from Vietnam, some Vietnamese cinnamon, some basil, rosemary, thyme, hot chili, Italian red pepper, and maybe one or two other, you know, oregano, garlic, lots of garlic. I would have put fresh garlic in, but I ran out. I mixed all that up with the juice in the tomato can, and I poured it over the top, and then I took I have a flat, what's called a tasting spoon, which my tasting spoon is, it looks like a lollipop. It looks like a sucker. And I went round the perimeter of the crock pot and made sure that I got all the spices mixed in, and then I kind of speared down into the center of the pot and made sure that, all the spices got mixed in without too much disturbing my layers. I then put the cover on and cooked it on high for about 6 hours. And I will tell you, it is warming up. Now we're going to have that as part of our dinner tonight after the show. We're going to have steak and this vegetable casserole. It is, without a doubt, oh, man. I kept getting up in the night to take medication, and I'd go out and pop my little spoon in and take a little taste, you know. Oh, wrap your lips around it, baby, because it tastes good. So try that recipe out and see what you think about it. It's really good. 866-666-7926. We have about 10 more minutes left. And I need you. don't hesitate to call. Oh my goodness, we have a lot of fun doing this program. But yeah, we've got about 10 more minutes to go, and here's something I kind of put together for times like this. No, they certainly don't, and that's why I need you to call me at 866-666-7926 right here on Marlena. Yes, words. The worst thing in the world would be to be doing a show and not have a call. There you go. Words don't come easy. So give me a call at 866-666-7926. I'm trying to pretend, you know, that I'm real, you know. Here's another one. Here. Saved by the Bell. Somebody's going to give us some words. You're going to give us some words. Oh, my goodness, they hung up. They're not going to give me any words. Okay. All right, fine. You didn't get saved by the Bell. All right. Here's another one. Ready for this one? How do you like this one? You're listening to Marlena on ACB Radio Mainstream. Give me a call at 866-666-7926. You know you're in trouble when you gotta play. Whoa, 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 whoa. We're going crazy. When you gotta play things to get people to call you. Hey there, caller, how are you? Hello? 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 It's your turn.
Hello?
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 And who is this?
My name is Monica.
Hello, Monica. How are you?
Good. How are you? I just called to say hello.
I'm glad you did. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas.
Yes.
Wow, is this the first time you've called
me? It's the first time I've called, and I just wanted to encourage you and say how much I love your show. I don't get to listen a lot live, but tonight I was home.
Oh, cool!
I wasn't sure about the tape. Just hearing, I had the computer on, so when you said hello, I'm like, is she talking to me?
That's okay, Monica. I do this every week, and I'm not sure either. So, you know, you just... Yeah. Oh, that's great. So,
but I thought I'd save you, because you're like, somebody call. Let me call her. I know.
I feel like I'm saying, please call, please. Don't leave me out here hanging out to dry. So what do you do in Houston?
Well, I'm a Braille proofreader.
Do you know Lisa Hall?
I know her name. I never met her, but I hear her sometimes.
Yeah, she called my show earlier.
Okay, yeah, I was actually coming in the kitchen.
Yeah. Are you cooking dinner?
I was. I made some chicken and broccoli. Ooh. I'm trying to eat better myself.
So. Oh, it's a struggle, isn't it?
It is.
It really.
I love all the good stuff that you're not supposed to eat.
I know.
Like pastas and breads and
Me
cheese.
Too. Me too. Me
so
too.
So I'm gonna listen on the replay again and get the recipe so I can, I love cooking
yeah.
things, so.
Hey, and do you know about the blind WL list?
No.
Yeah, it's at Yahoo Groups. There's a whole list for blind weight loss, and they give a lot of good recipes on there. So
I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I am sure glad you called me.
Yeah, I really,
How
I love,
cool.
I just, you do such a great service. You and Phil Parr, I just love Aww. You guys. It's just such an encouragement to listen to other people like us, you know?
Oh, that is so cool. Well, to think that I am up there with Phil Parr, that really makes me feel good. It gives me a goosebump.
No, it's just great, and I'm going to be praying that your hand gets healed soon.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and I'm going to be praying that you'll call me again.
I will.
All right,
well,
see?
You have an awesome evening. Enjoy your great food.
Oh, I will, and you enjoy your chicken and broccoli.
Okay.
All right, take care, Miss Monica.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See? It's that simple. See? Monica did it. Now, you can do it, too. Next week on the program, we're going to have Burl Collie. Da-da-da-da! Burl is going to come on, and he's going to tell us about all the great tours that are going to be happening at the American Council of the Blind. Golly, what? You know, I always remember what 40 convention we're in. 45th? 4th? 6th? I don't know. Somebody's going to shoot me. Hi there, who's this?
It's Bill Hope.
Bill Hogue, holy smokes, in the last minute, they're all coming through. How are you over in Eastern Washington?
Doing great. I spent a week over on your side of the mountains, down in the southwest Washington.
And you didn't call me up and tell me?
Well, no, because your hand was hurting.
That's true.
And you couldn't have held the phone.
That's also true. Well, what's going on over in Eastern Washington? We've got about a minute and a half.
Well, we need some really nice sunshine, and we're not getting it.
I know. I know.
Yeah, our weather's just, it's not Eastern Washington weather.
It's not Western Washington weather either. I think it's New York weather. Let's blame New York.
We'll name we'll blame the East Coast for it.
That's right. Let's boycott the East Coast.
Well, for a month or two, and then we got to go back to Florida, so we can't.
Hey, don't forget to listen in next week. Burl Collie will be on my show.
Well, great.
And he'll be telling us all about the tours.
Well, good.
Yeah. And then the week after that, we'll be at CSUN, you know, the big computer convention. And Jeff Bishop and I will be live, and we'll be covering all kinds of, everything you ever wanted to know about technology and everything that's going on at CSUN. So stay tuned to ACB Radio for that, too.
Well, that sounds very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, I'll get off here and let you get off from there and go eat your veggies.
Yeah, they're going to be good.
Hey, we'll catch you later, girl.
All right, well, you take care, my dear, and here's a big hug for you. Wah!
Okay.
All right.
Hey, I caught it.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Marlene.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We have the greatest people in Washington. We really, really, really have a wonderful affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, is the Washington Council of the Blind. We have our disagreements, of course. Any organization does, but boy, when the rubber meets the road and one of us needs the other one, we're a cohesive group. Anyway, so that's kind of like bringing us down to time here, you guys. That phrase, you guys. I won't go into my diatribe on grammar. I'll spare you that, but, Gary and I had some discussion this week about grammar that really annoys me when I hear some grammar being slaughtered rather than used. At any rate, I'm not perfect, and so I have a long way to go. But next week at these very times, 5 to 7 Pacific, 8 to 10 Eastern, will be Burl Collie. And he'll be in the first hour. Second hour will be open forum. I want to know if you found any Sudokus. I want to know if you found any text adventure. Thank you, Sarah Cranston. Thank you, Dan Tong. Thank you, all of you, for being a part of my program tonight. And it's great to be back. And we'll look forward to more. And Monica, thanks for calling for your first time. You've been listening to Marlena on ACB Radio Mainstream, and we'll be back next week, same time, same place. The music you're hearing right now is done by Andre Lewis at AndreLewis.com, and it's called For a Reason. For a Reason, I know we'll all be together next week, and so I'll look forward to seeing you then. I want to thank all of my teammates at ACB Radio who make this program possible. Chrissy Cochran, Dave Williams, Jeff Shang, everyone, thank you so much. And, of course, thanks to Gary the Board Guy. We'll talk to you next week. And if you want to get a hold of me, drop me a note to Marlena. That's Marlaina at acbradio.org. See you next week.